这个礼拜的读经进度有进到罗马书。
Our Bible study for this week is Bible reading for this week is Romans.
我们来看罗马书的上个礼拜读罗马书的第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章。
Romans 5.
十一节。
Verse 11.And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation.
这个地方在讲我们信仰生活有两个阶段。
It tells us here that there are two stages to our spiritual faith.
一个阶段是与神和好。
First one is to reconcile with God.
这个就在我们洗礼的时候完成。
This happens and is completed during the time of our baptism.
在神的标准，我们都有罪。
Under God's standard, we have all sinned.
但是神的怜悯借着洗礼让我们称义。
But by the mercy of God through baptism, we have become justified.
我们穿了白衣服。
And we have put on this white robe.
就是神的义。
Which is the righteousness of God.
不是我们个人自己造的义。
This is not the man's own earned righteousness.
这是恩典。
But rather it's a grace.
那这样我们就跟神和好。
And through this, we have been reconciled to God.
那这个第一个阶段啊，我们都就已经完成了。
And this first stage has already been completed for most of us.
那下一个阶段，这个是我们信仰的追求。
The second stage is something that we need to pursue in our faith.
就是要以神为乐。
Which is to rejoice in God.
信仰是一种享受。
Faith is a type of enjoyment.
如果我们真的享受信仰啊，你会发现天天感谢神。
If we truly enjoy our faith, then we will give thanksgiving to God each day from the bottom of our hearts.
那信仰的享受又分作两个阶段。
The enjoyment in faith also separates into two stages.
第一个阶段是享受神的恩典。
First stage is to enjoy God's grace.
第二个阶段是享受神本身。
The second stage is to enjoy God himself.
那这个第一个阶段常常是我们在慕道的期间的一些体验。
First stage is something that we often experience as we truly seek in God.
我们困难祷告神解决。
And when we pray, when we encounter tribulations, and our prayers are answered.
我们不晓得怎么办是好，神让我们带领我们，让我们知道我们的方向。
Maybe we are at a crossroad. We don't know what road to take, and God gives us guidance.
我们软弱，神给我们力量。
We are weak and God strengthens us.
我们悲伤，神给我们安慰。
We are sad and God comforts us.
这个都是神的恩典。
All of these are examples of God's grace.
那再下一个阶段就是要来享受神本身。
The next stage is to enjoy God himself.
神不会改变。
God does not change.
到处都有神。
God is everywhere.
什么时候都有神。
And God is everywhere, anytime.
那信仰如果达到享受神。
If our faith advances to the stage where we enjoy God, then we will really treasure this experience. For this is something that we truly enjoy.
那如果这个享受超越世界的一切,
if this enjoyment surpasses everything in this world,
那什么都没有办法把我们, 换取我们所拜的神。
Then there is nothing that can replace the God whom we worship.
我们现在信仰很容易被魔鬼吊上钩，就是心中空虚。
Nowadays, our faith is easily hooked by Satan's snares is because our hearts are so empty.
就是没有享受神。
Because we fail to enjoy God.
没有从神得到满足。
We fail to derive satisfaction from God.
那这样我们心灵是空虚的。
And because of this, our hearts are empty.
那心灵是空虚，虽然得到很多的恩典，还是很容易被魔鬼吊到。
When our hearts are empty, even though we experience so much grace of God, but we are often hooked by Satan's snares.
魔鬼就用世界的快乐。
Because Satan will use the enjoyment of this world.
特别是最终的快乐。
Especially using the pleasures of sin.
那一些事情来让我们上钩。
And using these various means in order to ensnare us.
那如果我们真的享受神，我们就觉得世界这些东西不需要去追求。
If we truly enjoy God, then none of the worldly temptations will, will seduce us.
如果我们常常觉得不可以这样，不可以那样，我们就觉得啊，信耶稣真的很多担子，很多捆绑。
But if we feel as though we are handicapped, we cannot do this, cannot do that, we will feel like this is a big burden to us.
但是如果我们信道说我不需要。
But if we believe to the stage where we don't need this,
这就是自由。
Then it's a form of freedom.
我不需要吸大麻，不是我不可以吸。
I don't need to take drugs, not because I couldn't take drugs.
我不需要喝酒。
I don't need to drink.
不是我不会喝酒。
Not because I don't know how to drink.
我不需要看电视。
I don't need to watch TV.
不是我不可以看电视。
Not because I'm not permitted to watch TV.
所以当我们进到能够享受神，我们发现生活很自由。
When we advance to the stage where we can enjoy God truly, then we find our life to be so free.
为什么？因为我们已经满足了。
Why is that? Because we have been satisfied.
所以这个以神为乐，这是我们信仰的一种追求。
To rejoice in God truly is a spiritual pursuit.
那这个以神为乐，如果我们从上面看下来。
As we read, to rejoice in God from the previous verses.
这个第五章，我们看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans 5.
第一节跟第二节。
From verse 1 and 2. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God.
这个地方说，我们站在这个恩典中，并欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。
We have been justified by faith and we have peace with God. We also have rejoiced in the hope of the glory of God.
就是我们的喜乐是从盼望能够看到神的荣耀。
It means our delight springs from the fact that we hope in the glory of God.
那这个看到神的荣耀有两个阶段。
To view the glory of God comes in two forms.
那最后的阶段当然就是我们死以后。
The final stage of viewing is, of course, after we die.
传道书里面在讲，我们人活在世界上，有一天一定会到达我活得毫无喜乐的日子。
The book of Ecclesiastes tells us that as we live in this world, we will come to a stage where we find no joy in this world.
因为眼睛昏花。
Because our eyes will become dim.
耳朵听不见。
Our hearing become heavy.
路走不动。
And we cannot walk.
被驮下来。
And we stoop.
消化也不好。
We cannot digest.
晚上没有办法睡。
We cannot fall asleep.
在这个情况活得就没有快乐了。
Under this kind of circumstances, there is no joy in living.
但是在这个情况，我们的喜乐从哪里来？
But if we are experiencing all this sorrow, where do we derive our joy?
就是从盼望神来的。
It comes from the hope in God.
我们看雅各约伯记十九章。
Turn to Job chapter 9.
约伯记十九章。
Job 19。
十九章二十五节。
Verse 25. Job 19, verse 25. For I know that my Redeemer lives, and he shall stand at last on the earth.
二十六。
26. And after my skin is destroyed, this I know, that in my flesh I shall see God.
这个地方约伯在很痛苦的时候
，When Job was in the middle of his great sufferings，
他坚决相信我的救赎主活着。
He was deeply convicted that his Redeemer lives。
这个很重要。
This is a very important concept。
我有一个要救我的主。
We have a Redeemer that's waiting for us。
那我什么时候可以见到这个主呢
？And when can we see this Redeemer？
二十六节
，Verse 26。
这个皮肉灭绝之后，我要在肉体之外得见神。
After our skin is destroyed, we shall see God in flesh.
肉体之外，就是我们离世了，上到乐园天国见到神。
After our skin is destroyed, signifies when after we have died physically, we go into the heaven and see God.
那这个就是人的集中追求。
And this is the ultimate pursuit of humanity.
所以保罗在监牢里面他不怕死。
Well, this is why Paul.While in prison, he was unafraid of death.
他说我在两难之间。
He said he was stuck between a rock and hard place.
现在死好得无比。
If he were to die right there and then, it would have been the best thing in his life.
他说好得无比不是因为很痛苦，很多生病的人马上希望现在死是因为他很痛苦。
he wanted to die right away, not because he was in the midst of a great suffering. That's why a lot of people wish to die.
所以死是痛苦的结束。
So dying is actually a form of relief.
但是保罗说，我如果死，好的无比是，我能够现在就跟与主同在。
But Paul says that if I were to die right now, then that would be so wonderful because I can meet my Redeemer right away.
所以他的信心这么强，给他有一个盼望。我现在断气，马上跟主耶稣在一起，那我还怕什么？
Because his faith is so strong and so convicted that he knew that he would see God immediately after he died. He was unafraid of death.
所以人生一种最后阶段的喜乐就是从盼望见到神来的。Therefore,
the ultimate rejoicing comes from the hope in God.
那约翰本身他也这样写。And
we see that John also experienced this.
我们看约翰一书。Turn
to 1 John.
约翰一书。1
John.
第二章
Chapter 2
第三章 第一节第二节
okay. Chapter 3 verse 1 and 2 Behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us that we should be called children of God. Therefore the world does not know us because it did not know him. Beloved, now we are children of God and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when he is revealed we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.
这里在提到神何等爱我们，他都没有提到物质的东西。
It mentions here how God loves us so deeply, but no material things were mentioned.
因为那个爱还是有限的。Because
material love is still limited.
那现在更有价值的。But
now there is something more valuable.
提到三件事情。He
mentions three items.
第一个，让我们能够属于他。First
is to belong to God.
就是称为神的儿女。
And to be called the children of God.
A
very noble status.
And
it is the Holy Spirit that serves as a guarantee for us.
And
secondly, we shall become like God.
It means
that when the Lord Jesus comes again, we shall be turned into a spiritual form. The perishable shall become imperishable.
会犯罪的变成不会犯罪。
The sinful shall become sinless.
有限的变成没有无限的。
The limited will become unlimited.
会衰老的变成不衰老。
And the decay will turn into imperishable.
这个叫做像他。
And this is what it means to become like God.
这是极大的盼望。
This is a mighty hope for us.
因为改变成为灵体, 所以最后一个盼望就见到他。
And because through our hope, our body is transformed, and we shall see God in the end. We shall see God's true essence.
你看遍貌山上，这个三个门徒看到耶稣遍貌，他一生没有办法忘记。
We see that on the Mount of Transfiguration, when the three disciples saw Lord Jesus transform, it was an unforgettable event throughout their lifetime.
将来我们带着灵体, 能够见到神的本体, 那个是地上从来没有的经验。
In the future, we shall see God in our spiritual form, and that is something that we can never experience on earth.
所以当一个人面对生命要结束的时候, 那个就是黑暗中的一点光。
When a person is on the verge of death, it is there's only a little bit of light left in the darkness.
那个就是盼望。
But that is a hope.
所以有时候我们人面对一个人在这个 这个衰老的过程, 你就发现信仰很重要。
As a person ages, we see that faith becomes more central to his life.
除了信仰之外, 你没有办法安慰他。
Other than faith itself, there's nothing that you can comfort the person.
请问你怎么安慰他?
How can you comfort a dying person?
因为黑影来到了, 怎么安慰他?
Because the dark shadow is upon him. How can you cheer him up?
唯一的安慰就是你会改变跟主一样, 你在天国可以见到他。
The only way you can cheer up that person is that you shall be transformed into a spiritual form and see God face to face.
所以保罗说我们欢欢喜喜站在这个盼望当中。
This is why Paul says that we shall rejoice in this hope.
那我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第一节。
Verse 1.
一直到第四节。
To 4, For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened, not because we want to be unclothed, but further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by life.
这讲地上的房屋, 就是肉体。
It talks about here the earthly house, which is our fleshly body.
还有天上的房屋,
and also the heavenly dwelling.
永生的盼望,
it is the eternal hope in heaven.
第四节, 我们在帐篷叹息劳苦,
Verse 4 says that we are groaning and in this tent.
不管我们活得多舒服,
regardless of how comfortable our lifestyle
跟天国的,
is,
生活比,
when you compare with the lifestyle in heaven, it's all considered as a burden.
我们被肉体限制,
because we are limited by our fleshly body.
然后脱离帐篷,
as we depart from this earthly tent,
就穿上那个,
we shall be clothed,
就是在天上的,
we shall be clothed with a habitation from heaven.
死就被生命吞灭,
and therefore, death has been swallowed up by
life.
Because there is no death in heaven.
啊, 永远的光明,
there will be ever glory.
这个叫做以神为乐,
this is what it means to rejoice in God because there is a vibrant and living hope in God.
好像我们要移民到一个更好的地方, 没有办法比较的地方,
and this is analogous to us moving to a much better place, emigrating to a much far better country,
啊,
nothing better than that.
第一个,
No,
我们再看第二个喜乐,
now let's look at the second joy.
第五章, 罗马书第五章,
Romans 5,
第三节, 一直到第五节,
verse 3 to 5. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
这里说患难中也是欢欢喜喜,
tells us here, even in tribulations, we rejoice.
哦, 其实患难真的是很可怕,
but actually, tribulation is quite dreadful. 哦,
但是如果欢欢喜喜就不可怕了,
but if we are joyful, then it's not dreadful.
哦, 患难如果没有欢喜, 哦, 真的很难过,
in the midst of trials and tribulations, without joy, it's really burdensome.
主耶稣会给我们喜乐,
but Lord Jesus will give us joy.
好, 那接下去他就说, 患难到最后就是盼望,
so finally, it says here, with a tribulation, and we persevere, then there will be hope.
就是从患难进去一定会有一个出口,
because we enter into the tribulation, but there must be an exit somewhere.
它不是死路一条,
it's not just a dead end.
不是在火炉里面一直烧下去,
it's not burning forever in the fire pit.
那一定会有一条路可以出去,
God will definitely provide a way out.
哦, 那为什么神要给我开一条路?
Now, why should God open a way out for us?
哦, 因为第五章, 第五节,
because in verse 5,
圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面,
the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
这是神的爱啊,
this is out of God's love.
哦, 哦, 所以在患难中, 哦, 我们有一个盼望, 这个会过去,
and thus, in the midst of tribulations, we have this hope that eventually these trials will disappear.
好, 那患难之前跟患难后, 差在哪里?
So what's the difference between before and after tribulations?
哦, 如果我们看下面, 哦, 患难生忍耐,
we see the tribulation leads to perseverance.
哦, 那忍耐生老练,
and perseverance character.
英文哦, 比较难了解, 老练什么意思? 你要看中文哦, character, 再翻回来就是个性。
The character is referring to personality.
哦, 就是我们人哦, 经历患难之后, 个性会改变。
It means that after we have persevered through tribulations, we will change our character.
哦, 那最后我们这个个性改变的目标是什么?
So what's the point of changing our character?
就是跟主耶稣一样。
It is to be alike with Jesus Christ.
哦, 哦, 所以经历过患难之后啊, 哦, 我们人的个性会越来越好。
After we have been through tribulations, then our character will become better and refined.
哦, 真的哦, 有时候我们在想我们自己, 哦,
as we look and examine our life,
哦, 没有经历患难以前哦, 我们在讲一些信仰生活, 都是很浅的。
Before we have gone through tribulations, a lot of the faith experiences are very shallow.
哇, 神让我平安啊, 神是祝福我, 凡事都很丰富, 就这样而已。
We say, God gives me peace and bless me in so many things, and that's all we talk about.
再深讲不下去，讲不出来。
There's nothing deeper than that.
那在这个患难里面打滚过一段时间,
but after a person has gone through a period of trial,
反省悔改祷告,
and reflection and repentance and prayers,
在读圣经,
and reading the Bible,
忽然间我们对神的认识, 对人生的体验, 对信仰的认识, 非常深刻, 非常活泼。
All of a sudden, you come to a great appreciation for our faith and our life and our deep experience in God.
所以有时候我们在想啊, 我们自己的这个信仰的这个成长, 我们真的满心感谢。
As we reflect and look back upon the journey of our faith, we really are filled with thanksgiving.
如果没有经过困难, 我们信仰还是白纸一张啊。
Without tribulations, then our faith is still a blank piece of paper.
那经历过困难, 得过神的安慰,
having gone through tribulations and comforted by God,
我们就会发现我们有很多可以分享给别人, 能够造就别人。
Then we will realize that we have so much that we can share to with the others and comfort them.
我们可以变成神用的工具,
we can become the better vessel to help God and help others.
所以对我们自己有益处,
and therefore, tribulation is beneficial to us and to others.
那到最后就感谢了。
So finally, we end up with thanksgiving to God.
所以保罗在监牢里面, 他说他很感谢神。
While Paul was in prison, he said that he was filled with thanksgiving to God.
好多人看他传福音下监很受感动, 更热心传福音。
A lot of people having witnessed that he preached the gospel so mightily and was in prison, and they were motivated to preach even harder.
哇,保罗传到这样,我们怎么能不传呢?
Paul had prayed, has evangelized to such an extent, how can we help from evangelizing ourselves?
哇,大家去传福音就传开了。
So when everybody is motivated, then the gospel is preached.
那保罗看到自己患难的果效, 他就非常喜乐。
And when Paul saw the fruit of his tribulations, and he was filled with great joy.
我的患难造成福音传开, 感谢神, 就充满着很喜乐, 因为这样很有意义。
Through his personal tribulations and trials, the gospel was spread out, and thus his trial was very meaningful.
所以, 患难神是给我们喜乐。
He was very joyful, and so we see that through tribulations, we obtain joy in God.
让我们属灵的素质提升。
And we elevate our spiritual character.
用圣灵来安慰我们,
using the Holy Spirit to comfort us.
让我们更新,
and that we become renewed.
那这是, 第二个喜乐,
this is the second joy.
那这个以神为乐, 如果, 我们从圣经看起来, 可以看作几点,
to rejoice in God comes in several points.
我们看路加福音第一章,
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音的第一章,
Luke chapter 1,
46节,
verse 46.
第一章46跟47节,
46 and 47. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior."
这个玛利亚, 真的有很多的优点。
Mary truly was a very fine woman.
46跟47, 这是值得我们来效法。
Verse 46 and 47 is something that deserves our imitation.
玛利亚说, 我心尊主为大。
Mary says, "My soul magnifies the Lord."
我的心谁最大?
In our heart, who reigns supreme?
有时候我们自己想啊, 我的心谁最大? 有时候是我最大。
As we think about it, who reigns supreme in our heart? Naturally, ourselves.
全家人都要听我。
Everybody has to listen to me in our family. Because I'm the head of the family.
我是最大。
Therefore, I'm the mightiest.
那有的人哦, 他的心里面事业最大。
And some people's heart, they consider their career to reign supreme.
一切就以事业为主, 赚到钱就好。
Everything is centered on his career. So long as he makes a profit, then it's good.
那每个人啊, 心谁最大, 不太一样。
So everybody has a different idea of who reigns supreme in their heart.
那玛利亚, 她能够把主耶稣提升到最大。
We see in Mary's heart, she magnifies God and elevates him to the highest.
那相对她就把自己往下降。
And conversely, she lowered herself to the lowest.
这真的是值得我们效法一个榜样。
And this is truly a fine example for us to consider.
那最大最小哦, 什么事情, 什么时候我们知道?
Whether great or small, when is the time that we will determine?
做决定的时候。
It is the time of making decisions.
我们做决定的时候, 我们考虑第一个因素是什么?
When we make a decision, what is the driving factor for us to make that decision?
那个常常就是谁最大。
That quite often reveals to us who reigns supreme in our heart.
如果神最大，
If God reigns supreme,
我做这个决定一定要讨神喜欢。
Then whatever decision I decide to make now, we aim to please God.
不论我申请学校。
Whether I'm applying to school,
不论我选择工作,
whether I'm applying to a certain job,
不论我选择住的地方,
when I decide on where I can move to,
不论我选择配偶,
whether I choose my spouse,
我一定要让神能够欢喜。
I will aim to please God in my decisions.
那这样神就最大了。
Then God will reign supreme in our life.
那因为神最大，所以四十七节他接下去就有一个体验。
Because God reigns supreme in our heart, verse 47 describes the experience you will follow.
我的灵以我的救主为乐。
My spirit has rejoiced in God, my Savior.
神最大，我们才能够真的来享受他。
Only when God reigns supreme in our heart can we truly enjoy Him.
如果神不是最大，我们就很难享受到神。
If God doesn't reign supreme in our heart, it's very difficult to enjoy Him.
那怎么以救主为乐?
How can we rejoice in the Savior?
圣经给我们很多的指引。
The Bible gives us many teachings.
我们看诗篇119篇。
Psalm 109.
诗篇的119篇。
Psalm 119.
十六节。
Verse 16.
一百一十九篇十六节。
Psalm 119 verse 16. 好，请读。
十六。
好。
一一九十六。
Psalm 119 verse 16. Oh, sorry.
来讲吧。好，这里说我要在你的律例中自乐。
Says here that I shall rejoice in your laws.
我不忘记你的话。
That I will not forget your words.
在神的话当中啊，陶醉在其中。
When a person delights in God's statutes,
这个就是以神为乐。
This is how we can delight in God.
所以我很奇妙，这个圣经哦，越看越深。
It's very miraculous as we read the Bible, it goes deeper and deeper.
所以我们越祷告，看圣经越有味道。
So the more we pray, the more meaningful the Bible becomes to us.
你如果没有祷告，晚上不好睡觉，回起来念一章圣经，变得很好睡。
Without prayer, if you can't fall asleep at night, then you just read a chapter in the Bible and you can easily go to sleep.
那如果我们真的很祷告，圣灵在感动我们，看圣经，那个神的话一直感动，有时候晚上睡觉，那个神的话还在心里面。
But if we pray and when we read the Bible, then God's Spirit will move us, even when we are sleeping, the word of God continue to reverberate in our mind.
这个叫做在神的话中自乐。
And this is how we can delight in God's statutes.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
For the word of God is spirit, it's life.
所以这个神的话会滋润我们的心灵。
The word of God can moisturize and enliven our spirit.
会让我们生命丰盛。
It will make our life abundant.
非常奇妙。
This is very miraculous.
所以要怎么以神为乐？要常常听念听想念神的话。
How can we delight in God's statutes? Then we have to often consider and memorize God's commands.
那这个神的话里面呢，有很多的神的应许。
The words of God contain many of God's promises.
所以会让我们得安慰。
Therefore, they will comfort us.
五十章啊，不，诗篇一百一十九篇五十节。
Psalm 119, verse 50. Verse 50. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life.
Okay. 四十九节。
And 49. Remember the word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope.
这个地方讲你的话将我救活。
Says here that your word and gives me life.
因为神的话里面有应许。
Because God's word contains promises.
那我在患难中有神的话就有安慰。
So in the midst of God, in the midst of their affliction, then we can find comfort in God's words.
所以在患难中要常常做两件事情。
Therefore, amidst the affliction, we have to often do two things.
第一个，读神的话。
First is to read God's words.
第二，祷告。
Second, to pray.
那我们就会得安慰，得喜乐，得力量。就可以过去。
Then we will be comforted and enjoy and also be strengthened to overcome this affliction.
好，我们再看八十二节，一百一十九篇。
Let's read verse 82, same chapter.
Yeah.
My eyes fell from searching your word, saying, "When will you comfort me?"
这里说，我因盼望你的应许，啊，眼睛失明。
My eyes fell from searching your word.
哦，神的应许哈，是我们的盼望。
For the word of God is truly a hope to us.
所以人会遇到很多不晓得怎么办的时候。
There will be times when we come to a crossroad in our life.
我们就问这个人什么建议，问那个人什么意见，问那个人什么意见。
We will turn to people around us and then ask them for their opinions.
到最后发现每个人意见都不太一样。
And finally, we discover everyone has a different opinion.
那你要听谁？
So who are you going to listen to?
到最后还是回来念神的话。
And ultimately, you still have to come back to God's word.
有时候我们祷告祷告，神就让我们念到一节圣经节，你就发现啊，这个就是我要的答案。
As we pray and read the word of God, then God will lead us to the right answer.
我们就很高兴
啊。And we will rejoice in that.
神的应许就是我们的盼望。
Because the promise of God is our hope.
那另外一个，当然我们常常提到圣灵。
And of course, another factor is the Holy Spirit itself.
圣灵充满恩喜的。
When we are filled by the Holy Spirit, we'll be filled with joy.
所以圣灵会结果子。
Holy Spirit will help us bear fruit.
第一个感觉就是很爱心增加。
So the very first impression is that we will grow in love.
那爱心增加以后，第二个就是喜乐满足。
As we intensify our love, our level of love, then the next thing is to be rejoice.
所以在属灵上很喜乐的人一般都很有爱心。
So spiritually speaking, those people who are very joyful often are very loving.
这个不会分开的。
Because these two are inseparable.
为什么在属灵上很喜乐，就是有神同在。
Because when you're delight in the Spirit and God, then that means God abides with you.
那神同在，神就是爱。
And when God abides with us, God is love.
当我们充满神的爱
，when we are filled by the love of God,
我们跟别人分享恩典
，and we share with other people God's grace.
看别人来得到我们的爱，他很高兴，那个就是我们的喜乐。
And we take delight in the fact that we share with others the love of God.
所以这个圣灵的果子，第一个仁爱，第二个喜乐，这不会分开的。
So the spirit of the Holy Spirit first is love and then joy. These two are inseparable.
那圣灵叫喜乐的膏油。
And the Holy Spirit is the anointing of joy.
所以常常祷告，圣灵充满了，活得很喜乐。
So when we often pray, then we will be filled with abundant joy.
有时候在路上你也笑笑的，别人说：“你在笑什么？”
And even while walking, then you'll be smiling, and people will wonder why.
是不是公司给你加薪了？
Is it because you were given a raise?
没有。
No.
为什么很喜乐？
Why are you very joyful?
圣灵充满。
Because you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
就很喜乐。
Become very joyful.
那第三个，我们的喜乐。
The third spring of joy.
就是从数算神的恩典来的。
Is from counting God's blessing.
数算神的恩典，我们就会感谢。
When we count God's blessing, we will be grateful.
感谢就会喜乐。
When we are grateful, we will be joyful.
你看没有喜乐的人，常常都没有在算神的恩典。
We see the people who are without the joy of God often fail to count God's blessings.
那算神的恩典，我们就感觉到神真的对我很好。
When we count God's blessings, then we realize that God has been so good to us. And we're filled with great joy. Why? Because God loves us very much. As we go about our life, we need to try our best to enjoy God. And nowadays, people really care about time and being speedy.
So people are very busy.
People live a very busy and bustling life.
这样很难享受神。
With this kind of lifestyle, it's very difficult to enjoy God.
享受神需要有一段安静的时间。
To enjoy God, we need to set aside a quiet period.
这样我们才能够享受到神。
Only then can we truly enjoy God.
因为我们安静下来，心才能够来亲近神。
When we quiet our heart, that's the time when we can draw nearer to God.
才能够祷告。
We can pray.
能够想神的话。
We can think about the words of God.
才能够数算神的恩典。
We can truly count God's blessings.
那个甜美才会渐渐一直充满。
And that sweetness will beginning to intensify.
所以要享受神一定要有安静的时间。
If we wish to truly enjoy God, we need to set aside quiet time.
所以一大早起来祷告，这是享受神。
The first thing we get up in the morning is to pray to God, and that's how we can begin to enjoy God.
因为我们的心啊, 非常平静,
because our heart is so calm.
很容易被神感动,
and so easily touched by God.
很容易被圣灵充满,
and very easily filled by the Holy Spirit.
读神的话, 特别容易, 啊, 印到我们的心里面,
as we read the Word of God, they become deeply impressed in our mind.
所以让我们的信仰, 从与神和好, 一直来提升到 享受神.
So let's elevate our faith from reconciling with God to enjoying God.
那我们就发现了, 我真的很幸福。
Then we will truly discover that we are so blessed. Why?
因为我天天都在享受神。
Because we enjoy God each and every day.
唱诗,
let's sing him.
19首,
let's sing him 19.
啊, 我们最后唱副歌, 哈, 结束完。
We'll conclude with a refrain. Please be seated.
我们, 10月底将会有联恩会,
the spiritual convocation is coming at the end of April. We have about a month and a half left. Please often pray and to see for this event.
求主带领, 祝福我们的联恩盛会,
we ask the Lord to guide and bless this sacred event.
让我们每个信徒的信仰都能够提升,
and that every member's faith will be elevated.
慕道朋友, 能够来认识我们的神,
and true seekers can come and know this God.
啊,
let's pray together now. Yeah.